prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Wednesday. The first half hour is going to be Science for Humans. We're going to talk about a new study that was just published, a very, very large study that may be implicating junk food advertising on the reason that we have a childhood obesity problem. I want to expand on that. Where do we abandon our responsibilities for taking care of our children and giving in to the advertising is probably a subject of debate, and we're going to get into that. We're going to talk about that with Dr. Jeff Galini in just a moment. And then a little bit later in the show, I'm going to go down a rabbit hole. I'm going to get really, really deep on people if you want to stick around for this. Someone posted on Facebook, what if there was no internet for a week? And everybody was talking about the financial collapse of the country. That's not where the problem is. Once the monkey brain isn't being entertained anymore, crazy stuff is going to start happening. I want to talk about what I predict is a new evolutionary selection pressure that we're ignoring. Of course, we have to thank All American Pharmaceutical and EFX Sports for being our title sponsor. They make life so much easier for the show. Dr. Jeff Galini believes you should never buy anything until you've tried it. And that's why right now you can get 6 free samples of their top-selling products, adequate amounts to truly evaluate. You pay 5 and change for the actual shipping and try them. And if you don't like them, you don't have to buy them. You didn't waste a nickel. How about that? It doesn't get sweeter than that. Check out superhumanradio.net. Click one of the EFX Sports banner ads. Sign up today.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
We're going to rename this show the Paisano Show.
Me and Dr. There you go.
Yeah, we're gonna rename this show the Paisano Show. How about that? Two paisans.
I love sitting, it, man.
I know. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Wonderful. Wonderful. So this is an interesting subject because this isn't the first time this has come up, but this recent study was a pretty big study by a group, I want to say in the UK, right? They're actually cancer researchers in the UK trying to link obesity and cancer, and what they've discovered is what?
Well, they discovered that the fast food places have been scamming us, man.
And the commercials are really causing children. Can you hear me okay, Dr. J?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
You were fine until I switched you into the queue, and then you kind of started getting a little choppy. I don't know if it's overdriving or what. I know we're on a new phone system, so.
If it's bad, you know what? I think we should probably do it on my cell phone.
Okay, let's do that. Let's just run a little music. How about that? And then as soon as we have you switched over, we'll get you right back. Stay tuned. Pop the music down, and Dr. Jeff, you should be there now, right?
I am.
Yeah, crystal clear. Thank you. Okay, so this group in the UK, and I'll just edit all that out for the podcast. This group in the UK did a very, very thorough job looking at the impact of junk food advertising over the course of a week, and they actually came up with a metric that showed that for every extra junk food advertisement your child watches, they consume another 350 calories of food, and the worst foods, high in sugar, high in fat foods. We know that just triggers fat storage. Every single week, for every commercial, 350 calories of the wrong foods every single week. If kids sit in front of the TV for hours nowadays.
Yeah, and you know, the interesting thing is it's just not kids. I was speaking to a doctor friend who's a psychiatrist not too long ago about this same subject on what these commercials do. And I have to first say that it's genius marketing.
Yeah.
You know, you got to hand it to the marketing. But I wanted to tell you a couple, because when you think, if you think about these ads and you see what they're doing, it's like, this is sneaky, man.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, yes.
You know, it's all about, especially when you get into fast foods, you know, my friend was telling me that it's about instant gratification. I mean, BAP, you go to Mickey D's, you get it now. And did you notice that everything is always deals? You know, BOGO this, you know, $5 pizzas. And the other thing is they're always showing you oversized portions, which is saying, yeah, eat more, because this is how it comes. You never see a Subway with a 6-inch. You always see somebody nopping on a foot long.
Right, exactly.
Subway is,
yeah,
is all that bad. So they distort the portions, you know. And then, of course, my two pet peeves are fat-free and gluten-free. I mean, you know, people think that, you know, that it's, means healthy.
Right.
The same way, you know, keto, healthy. And then this is another good one, like the coffee places do it, where they make junky drinks look healthy. You know, oh, it's a pumpkin.
Dude, when I was in California, I started drinking chai tea. And so my daughter, mm-hmm. Sydney, told me, get a dirty chai iced tea. It's two shots of espresso in a big iced tea made with chai tea. Well, I thought they were making the chai tea with tea bags. It's in a container. And so I looked at the, I grabbed the container. It has 18 grams of sugar per serving. And there's two servings in a large chai dirty iced tea. I mean, that's 36 grams of sugar. I was downing them like every morning, like it's something good. And then I realized, no wonder why my stomach feels this way. There's so much sugar in it.
It is. And, you know, I mean, I think this is marketing. You know, people need to realize that, you know, commercials are there for a reason. They're to get you to buy their product. And, you know, whether they're, you know, kids. And I know years ago, I think that didn't the FTC or something cracked down on putting all these commercials during
Saturday morning cartoons. They were like, oh yeah, all the other hours of the day, if you can get the kid to watch, it's cool. But Saturday morning cartoons, because, you know, mom is working in the yard, dad's, you know, working on the car, and Tommy's sitting in front of the TV Saturday morning watching all his favorite cartoon shows. And boom.
And it worked. I mean, I remember as a kid going in the grocery store, And I remember seeing Captain Crunch commercials, Count Dracula, and those were the cereals we wanted. Now, not only were those expensive, but the way they got you was, oh, it's got a free prize in the box.
The decoder ring. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And I remember my dad trying to buy us some generic, and we threw a fit because we wanted that free toy. He's like, man, that's like a 2-cent toy in there, you know?
Right.
To spend $3 more. Anyhow.
No, you're right. You're right. Listen, what about Cracker Jacks? We bought Cracker Jacks and ate the whole box just to get to the bottom of the box until I figured out if you open it from the bottom, the toy is right there. I was like, oh, this is so great. I don't have to eat all this stuff now.
I know. And you throw it out, you move on to the next.
Yeah. But I mean, look, they've been bribing kids for 100 years to influence their parents' buying decisions. Think about that for a second. The undeveloped brain has no ability to reason, has no ability to collect facts and critically think, and they're influencing what's being purchased in the household.
And we know that the brain doesn't know the difference between reality and, I'll just say, fantasy. You know, so when you see an image, your brain, I just read a study this morning that they did on pizza, where depending on how they position the ad and the way they show the pizza, people will actually start to salivate like that pizza was right there, and 9 out of 10 times, them people will go get a pizza that day. And pizza sales are up because of the creativeness in a lot of the pizza commercials right now.
And, you know,
crazy.
It's unbelievable. But when this group sat down, they used data from the United States and from the UK. This was probably the largest study of its kind, where they looked at the influence of marketing on the consumption of junk food, they called it. So that could be candy, donuts, or, you know, fast food.
Right.
And 12 to 19 years old. So we're talking about, you know, teenagers, older teenagers here. We're not talking about just young kids who scream and pout if they don't have their way. And what they found out was, and this is, I got to repeat it, just watching one extra junk food advertisement a week, they consumed an additional 350 calories a week.
Yeah.
Now, think about that. That's startling to me. 350 calories is a lot to add in a week. Anybody who's dieted, you know that reducing your calories by 300 calories a week could make you lose an extra pound a week. So what is it gaining them?
You know, and everything is, you know, again, oversized. You know, that's one of the problems in America is we oversell everything. You know, we have buffets. I mean, you don't buy one donut, you buy a dozen donuts. I mean, I remember going overseas for the first time, and this was years ago, going to a buffet, and I was in Brussels, Belgium, and the plates were so dinky little, and you could go through one time. But I noticed that, you know, people would eat pastries, but they didn't consume a lot of them. They were very, very small. So it was, you know, maybe you picked up like chewing a stick of gum or something. Where here, one of the trucking companies went and bought some cinnamon buns yesterday, and they came in boxes of like 36.
That's crazy.
Not 12.
know, not even 12, 36.
Everybody is pushing everything on everybody, whether it's, you know, at the counter or, you know, it's the commercials. And, of course, social media now, you know, they're plugging all of these fast food stuff. And again, it bombards your brain, and your brain says, I want that.
Now, you know? Now let me ask you a question. How is that not a type of mind control? Now people gotta go, oh my. So everybody thinks mind control is Houdini hypnotizes you and says, jump up. No, mind control is influencing your decisions. That's what it is. If I can control you to press a button or buy a product for that moment, for that decision, I controlled your mind.
Well, exactly. And that is what marketing is, mind control. I saw a small study on the beer commercials, you know, and even people who don't consume alcohol, you hear at the Super Bowl, oh, I can't wait for the Budweiser commercial to come out.
Yeah.
That's subliminal mind control. These people are thinking about that beer, and if they go to choose a beer, guess which one they're going to choose. There's a reason why they spend millions of dollars for a 30-second ad.
Right.
They don't do it to support the Super Bowl. They do it because they sell more beer. You know,
and this is no laughing matter. It's not. We're not talking about chubby kids. I was a chubby kid, but there are 13 different obesity-related cancers that strike children who are obese. Okay, because most of them end up with type 2 diabetes and cardiovascular disease very early in life as well. So we're not even counting those.
And obesity has become the number one killer, you know, now because it. So many things arise from it. Like you said, you know, heart disease, diabetes, they're finding all types of things. And again, it's preventable, but the companies who make this stuff, they don't care about people's health. They know that kids are addicted to sugar. We're addicted to things that taste good. I mean, look at the box or the label of some of these foods and you go, wait a minute. What is the heck is this? And you go look it up and you go, oh, that's the same thing in my fertilizer. That's the same thing in, you know, paint. I mean, they put so many chemicals in there.
Yeah.
Who knows if there's stuff in there that actually
has an addictive.
You know?
Or habit forming. Could be habit forming, you know?
Why do people get hooked on candy? What is it? I mean, we know sugar is addicting.
But here's the reason why. You got to look back at evolutionary medicine to understand this. So, when you look at all the things that we needed, and I don't mean Maslow's hierarchy of need, where you need a house, you need a job, like You needed a cave to sleep in. You needed air to breathe. You needed water to drink. You needed sunlight to grow healthy. And you needed food. And all of the five things I just said, one of them is not passively available. You had to go find it and work for it. You could step out in the sun. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You breathe air. You usually could find water pretty simply. But when it came to food, you had to work to find food. Sometimes you had to kill an animal to find food. And so our bodies are programmed. And Daniel Lieberman said it on this show. I just used this the other day, and it's the God's honest truth. Our bodies are programmed to consume energy and reserve energy, because that's what would keep us alive during a famine. So moving less, eating more is our actually genetic mission. And he said, if you took two coconut trees and a hunter-gatherer civilization, and you put an escalator up against one coconut tree, they'd stop climbing the other coconut tree, take the escalator up. Because they know, why do I want to work hard to get that food when I can just cruise on up there and eat that food and it's going to nourish me more and I'm not going to expend a lot of energy? And sugar is, in fact, something that the brain goes, holy cow, we don't get a lot of that. Eat as much of it as you can. And that's millions of years of programming in your brain.
Let me ask you something. Do you think some of these fast food places actually sit down with chemists and psychiatrists? And
I know it for a fact.
How are you going to manipulate and trick the brain?
I know it for a fact. And I'm going to tell you why. Because Ron Penna at Quest read a book one time, and he shared this story with a lot of people, including me. And the book was all about, this is when Quest was first getting off and they were starting to develop different products and flavors. And so he immersed himself in the science. And at the end of one of the books, he said, that had the greatest impact on him, the guy closed the book by saying, if someone would use this technology to get people to eat more healthy food, we could change the world. And I've offered anyone that wants help with that, but no one's ever reached out to me. And Ron reached out to me. He says, you know, no one's ever reached out to me. So Quest decided early on, we're going to take healthy stuff and we're going to make it taste really good, where people actually want to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, there are food scientists out there that all they do is focus on the intersection of flavors and tongue feel and mouth feel and I mean that they know that if you chew it and it's just a little too firm, that's not good. I mean, they got it down. They know how to make people eat more. And quite frankly, you know what the scary part of this is, Jeff?
What's that?
If I can get a kid to watch one commercial a week extra and add 350 calories to his intake every single day, the reality is that the food industry, if they dumped more money into advertising, they would create a food frenzy. People would eat more, and the populations would seriously become threatened.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be able to move. They'd be ill and all that other stuff. We have to take a break. I've gone long here. I'm sorry. When we come back, I want to talk to you about the role of the parent in all of this. Okay? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Who ever heard of a supplement company that lets you pick the products they make and sell? What you have now, we are All American Body, a factory direct supplement brand proudly brought to you by All American Pharmaceutical. Don't pay more somewhere else. You can get the same or even better products directly from us. Now check this out. All American Body is a brand about you. Tell us what to make next so you can save big. Go ahead and request a specific ingredient. You know, arginine, citrulline, vitamin D, a product type or category, keto, greens, naturals, herbals, nootropics, and even a specific branded product or formula. We'll either copy it exactly or make it even better. And best of all, it won't cost anything close to what you've been paying, period. And if we do end up using your suggestion, you'll get the first bottle absolutely free. We'll also give you full credit on that product's description page. You'll be famous signing autographs and people asking you to take pictures with them wherever you go. So head on over to allamericanbody.com right now. That's allamericanbody.com and make your product request today. All American Body. Crazy savings, insane results.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Ketocana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Ketocana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketocana banner ad today.
When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes. The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to wildwestnutrition.com or click the banner ad at superhumanradio.net.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Hold on, I want to play something for you, Dr. Jeff.
Okay.
I gotta pot this down, hold on. And I gotta remember to pot it back up before I run the next. So I gotta play this for you, because you're gonna remember this, Dr. Jeff.
Oh, you need fluff, fluff, fluff. You make a fluff for Nutter. Marshmallow fluff and lots of peanut butter.
And you first you spread your bread with peanut butter and marshmallow fluff and have a fluffer nutter.
Man,
when you enjoy joy,
I broke my I broke my mother's chops for probably 3, maybe 4 weeks. Mom, please, no, I'm not buying that stuff. It's crap. Oh, Mom, please. No. She didn't want to buy it. And then finally, one day she gave in. I was so happy, Dr. J. I knew that that bottle of Fluffernutter was in that bag. We were coming home from the A&P. I couldn't wait to get home and open that thing up and make a Fluffernutter sandwich and feel just like all those wonderful kids on TV felt while he ate his swirled corn syrup, basically.
Oh, jeez.
So where do the parents come in, Dr. J? My mother kept saying no. I had one jar of Fluffernutter ever, and she never bought it again. She wasn't wasting a penny on that stuff. Where are the parents' role in keeping their kids from eating too much?
Here's the problem is years ago, our parents said no, not because they thought it was unhealthy, because it was overpriced.
Yes, you're right.
You know,
you're
because
right.
Because back then, you know, I mean, we had fried food, we had sugar, you know, that's just the way you ate, especially where I grew up in the Midwest. Today, look at the parents. They're the ones sitting in front of the television set and taking in every piece of news like it's the truth. Why do you think the news does the same thing? They all lie and brain control you.
Right.
So I think the parents have just become
complacent.
Disillusioned. to even what's going on, where you don't even look at commercials anymore. You know, you talk to somebody, but it's still getting in your ear, man.
Right, right.
So again, I think that's really what's going on is parents, number one, they don't care because they're not paying attention. Number two, you know,
they don't have the discipline. They don't have the discipline.
They don't have it.
But when you see the average American family today, the mother and father are both 70, 80 pounds overweight. The kids are, you know, 15, 20 pounds overweight. And they all, you know, it's like, I can't get over it. It's actually a phenomenon that I'm going to dive deeper into a little bit later in the show.
It's sad. I've never seen an obese kid that had two parents who were fit.
Right.
I have not seen that. Right. I always see an obese kid and my mind goes, and I shouldn't judge, but I go, boy, I bet them parents are overweight. And usually one of them, and then here they come. And it's just sad. You know, if you have a weight problem, you have a mental problem, you know, well, at least try to help your kid out. Don't let them have the same issue.
Right. Right, because then you're like a vampire. You got bit, and now you're going to bite your child and give them that same issue. Absolutely.
But look here, Carl. Society says. Remember years ago when they got away from health, they said, "Be who you are." You know, if you're plus size, you're beautiful.
Yeah,
you know,
there's more of you to love.
Who you are.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah, and that's the mentality. You know, you come to places like Montana, where, you know, 9 months out of the year, you wear heavy coats and you had sweaters and you stay covered up. It's not like California where you wear shorts and tank tops all the time. So places like this, you find more obese people sometimes than you do in, you know, warmer climates.
Yeah. And don't forget, if they're indoors, what's usually on in the background?
TV, man.
And if TV is on, what's happening in between your favorite show, commercial? And a large number of those commercials are fast food and junk food, and the other balance of them are pharmaceutical drugs. And think about it. I mean, look at this. It's right in your face, people.
And go into a grocery store and pay attention to what is at the checkout counter. I mean, there's a reason why all that junk is there.
Dude.
Because you go through, you see it. Oh, dang, yeah, I forgot to get a bag of candy bar or something. They don't keep them just in the candy aisle. You don't see bananas in the checkout aisle or you know, celery or organic lettuce, you know?
No, you see Swedish fish.
They're sneaky.
And you see jelly beans and you see chocolate bars.
Snickers,
I can't even get over it. Elisa and I went to the home store the other day. All they have at the home store is outdoor furniture, umbrellas, you know, clay pots, pillow. When you come to the checkout line, you have to walk through a maze of candy. I'm like, what is this doing here? This is not a food store.
Our sporting goods store is the same place here. Shields, big, huge, 220,000 square foot sporting goods store. You come to the checkout, and the last little kiosks there, you see, are full of candies and pretzels and junk, and it's like, what? Do they really need that last $3 sale?
Oh, my God. It's getting crazy. You know what? And people, I'm not going to say people have lost their mind, but people are not paying attention anymore. And the second half hour of today's show, I'm going to get deep down into this whole thing.
Yeah.
There's a new evolutionary selection pressure going on, and we're going to talk about it. What's going on? Good.
I was going to say, just be aware that your minds are being programmed from these commercials. You know, that is what they're doing.
You see, and I know that a lot of people right now, when they hear that word, they think, oh, you know, this is like one of those shows in midnight where they're the alien. No, if you don't realize that advertising influences decisions that you make, and influence is exactly that, making you think certain things that make you take certain actions. And that in and of itself is controlling someone's mind. If you make someone go left instead of right, you just controlled their mind, even though it was for a nanosecond.
And one other thing real quick, too, that people don't realize, when you go to these wholesale clubs like Costco and they're sampling stuff, they're not sampling it so that you see what it tastes like. That's what you think. I learned a long time ago that when you put something in someone's hand, your brain feels obligated to buy it.
Yes.
And that's why they sample stuff, man. So enjoy the free samples, but be aware that they're obligating you to buy something, and normally people go buy it.
Dude, this is such an amazing segue into my second half hour. You have to listen to it once the podcast is up. You're going to love it.
I definitely will, man.
Anything new going on over at the AAP and EFX Sports?
Hey, next week, next Wednesday night will be the finals for the Traded Up. All the people who submitted videos and traded up their old creatine for a bottle of Crealcline, we're going to be, for the last 2 weeks, the people have been voting on the top five videos. So now there's five videos that were the best. The winner's going to get $1,000. Number two's win an Apple Watch. And then I think the other places get some gift cards and stuff.
Very
so we'll be
cool.
posting that. Be next Wednesday night. Dr. J is going to attempt to not screw up the live show again. Hopefully all the equipment works well.
Hey, you know what? That's the sign of a true true showman, when everything falls apart and you go on with the show. I learned that a long time ago. I applaud you for what you did that night. That was if someone said, what's the worst thing that could happen if you're going to do a Facebook Live? And that is everything crashes, but all of your viewers show up. And now you have to do a show with nothing.
I did it on my phone. And,
I know.
And I was discouraged, but everybody else was, okay, I know. Show goes on.
I know. Dude, man, mucho props for what you did that night. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Sign of a professional.
Thanks, brother. That's about it, man. All right, take care.
All right, thanks, Jeff. Bye. We're going to take one quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to go down a rabbit hole. Some of you may not want to go. Because once you see it, you can no longer ignore it. Stay tuned.
Who ever heard of a supplement company that lets you pick the products they make and sell? What you have now, we are All American Body, a factory direct supplement brand proudly brought to you by All American Pharmaceutical. Don't pay more somewhere else. You can get the same or even better products directly from us. Now check this out. All American Body is a brand about you. Tell us what to make next so you can save big. Go ahead and request a specific ingredient. You know, arginine, citrulline, vitamin D, a product type or category, keto, greens, naturals, herbals, nootropics, and even a specific branded product or formula. We'll either copy it exactly or make it even better. And best of all, it won't cost anything close to what you've been paying, period. And if we do end up using your suggestion, you'll get the first bottle absolutely free. We'll also give you full credit on that product's description page. You'll be famous signing autographs and people asking you to take pictures with them wherever you go. So head on over to allamericanbody.com right now. That's allamericanbody.com and make your product request today. All American Body, crazy savings, insane results.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm, and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then train fasted and remain fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Oh, what a great song to start this segment off with. When they kick at your front door, how you gonna come? This is great. Clash.
When they kick at your front door, how you gonna come?
With your hands on your head or on the trigger of your gun. Oh, man. Anarchy and chaos is here, baby. It's right under your nose. You just don't realize it because you're holding it in your hand. Okay, so earlier today I was gleaning Facebook and a fan of the show, John O'Brien, had posted a comment. He said, what if the internet went down for a day, a week, a month or more? Would it change life much? And the first thing people started saying was about the financial institutions. How would I pay my bills? You know, no work. Everybody thought about the ability of commerce to continue. I immediately thought about people. I was like, oh, like people depend on their iPhones. I know, because I had to give mine up and get a loaner, which has nothing on it. But I'm adapting. I'm like, that's fine. I have no email on my iPhone. That's one thing that can't chase me right now. But if the internet went down for a week, all the people who operate from their monkey brain, the monkey brain has to be entertained every second. The monkey is swiping at flies, then scratching his butt and smelling his finger, and then he's swinging from a tree, then he's running after a roach. And the monkey brain has to be entertained every second. The monkey brain cannot sit still. And the internet and smartphones have actually put us in the hands of the directives of other companies. You see what I said? It put us, we hold this thing in our hand, but it put us in the hands of the directives of industries. And in fact, I'm going to make an argument right now that by the end of this little discussion, I will venture to prove that this is, in fact, a new evolutionary selection pressure. We know that Dr. Daniel Lieberman came on the show and he told us that the thing that influences evolution to the greatest degree is culture. Not need, it's culture. The way we dress, the things we like, the attributes that we believe are the ones we want the human race to have. So we select women and we select men. The truth is, women select men, and women drive evolution. That's the truth. Unless there's whole-scale rape of a species. I mean, animals don't rape each other, and people don't rape each other. I mean, sick, crazed people do. But by and large, probably since the beginning of the time, we've courted women. We've tried to win them over. But they looked at us, and they said, nah, I don't want a short son with a big forehead. I want a son that looks like that guy over there, and that's who they selected. So by and large, selection, a cultural selection, has been in the hands of the female of the species, for us at least. But there's something even bigger now happening that even women are susceptible to. And I predict that right now, so I got this new phone and I had to set up a couple apps, and every time I open one of the apps, it says, do you want to set up notifications now? And I hit no. Like, it wants to annoy me. This phone wants to annoy me. It wants my Twitters to come through, my Facebooks to come through, my Instagrams to come through, my emails to come through. I got Ring.com letting me know every time a friggin' leaf falls off the tree in front of the house now. I got social media messenger apps that are separate of the social media platform. I mean, it's so intrusive on the normal pattern of thought. And if you keep your phone near you, or even if it's far enough away from you, but it's on buzz, it's got to be even worse, because now you feel like if you keep your phone near you, it's constantly a distraction. You have to look at it to make sure it didn't ring. Did I get a push? Did I get a notification? So people are starting to use fragmented thought. They open up Facebook to message somebody. They see a post and they go off on with the post like a little monkey. Woo! And they forget, oh, what did I come here for? Oh, I came here to message somebody. Fragmented thought is not a good thing, because long-term planning, these are just a couple. I'm sure there's a ton of them. You know, long-term planning, long-term goal achievements, stringing ideas together to come up with new ideas, new innovations, those all go away if you're a fragmented thinker. Because a fragmented thinker is interrupted so frequently that they don't think anymore. They're just reacting to the short-term stimuli that they're receiving to take an action. Bing! Oh, I got a text message. I got to grab my phone and open it up and look at the text message, or at least look at the screen and see if it's somebody I want to read. Okay, no. Bing! Oh, I got a Facebook. Oh, somebody tagged me in a Facebook. Bing! This is fragmented thinking, and it's a form of influencing your actions that take place and 2,300 to 2,600 times a day for the average iPhone user. A study was just published. I don't remember. It was 2,300, 2,306, 2,600, 2,603 times a day. A person picks up their phone and swipes it, touches it, clicks it, beeps it, 2,600 times a day. Now, we're not up for 24 hours, right? Some of us are up for 18 hours. You do the math. How many times a minute you're touching your phone? And that phone is calling you. In fact, it's got you so trained now that you're like a Pavlovian dog, that when it doesn't beep, blink, fart, or boop in a couple minutes, you're like, oh, something's got to be wrong. I wonder if I have service. Let me see. Do I have service? Let me just see. Oh, yeah, I got service. Okay. No, nobody called. Okay. No. Like, it's got you so trained that you need it now to let you know that you are functioning. It's no longer a tool. We've become the tool. This device is the connection of all the companies that would have you be influenced by them to make decisions and take actions. This model is amazing. We just talked about this briefly in the first half hour. The more money people spend on advertising, the more food kids eat on fast food and crap food. If you missed the first half hour, it's really fascinating. 350 calories a week for every additional ad a child watches about crap food. So if you don't think that we are influenced by these interruptions, you're crazy. We are the Pavlovian humans. You go to a website and it wants to send you messages and updates, and they've got ads that follow you all over the internet. It's this constant intrusion. And most young people today who grew up playing with these things,
are going to suffer from depression and other issues because they are no longer free thinking. They are not. I don't care what you say. If that's the case, I want to see every 22-year-old take their iPhone and put it in a box for even a month. They can't do it. They can't. You know that. In fact, I'm willing to bet, my children are all grown, but I'm willing to bet most parents of young children who have iPhones or iPads or some sort of tablet device threaten to take that away to get their kids to behave. And it works. Kids like, you don't have to feed me for 6 weeks. I'm cool with that, but please don't take my phone away. I got to text my friends. Here, look at this. Look at this. Telemarketers. Telemarketers. That's the other side of this thing. So this is going to become a new evolutionary selection pressure. So let's play out this thought for a second. How is this going to influence evolution? I want to take a break. You got to stay with me because it's going to get good. We'll be right back.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000, or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to RedconOne.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Thrive Market wants to give you $60 in free organic products of your choice, plus free shipping, just to get you to check them out. Over 4,000 organic products to choose from and up to 50% off all their products. And shopping at Thrive Market is more convenient than anywhere else. Order online or on their app in minutes, day or night, and get everything delivered right to your door. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad and get your $60 in free organic foods and free shipping today.
74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad, or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy from the company?
company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Another great song. Sometimes I feel I've got to. Thank you, computer system. So how is this going to influence evolution? So first we have to understand a couple things about humans. One of our evolutionary gifts, and it's not exclusive just to humans, by the way. There are lots of creatures in the animal kingdom that also partake in cooperation. So we are a cooperative species. We are a species that if a male and female of a family are killed, we'll take the young in and feed them and raise them. We've done this for millions of years. You know, we're not a predatory species that would look at those two lone kids as easy pickings food tonight. And our sense of cooperation has actually allowed us to build civilizations, societies, buildings, you know, getting everybody to work and to a common goal. That's not something that happens easily. When you look at across all species on the planet, we are the single most effective at extorting that ability. And I use extorting specifically because it's a kindness to want to cooperate. You know, it's an empathy. If you use empathogenic drugs like MDMA, ecstasy, you get people who are more cooperative. Oh, yeah. They feel good. They love you. They want to help you. And there's the word. As a species, cooperation has been such a ingrained virtue or habit that we have developed that no word on the planet in its appropriate language, I'm talking about English today, but no word on the planet will evoke or compel a person to stop and want to cooperate with another person than the word help. Right? I mean, you hear someone yelling help from two blocks away, a woman's voice, help, help. Like people run out their doors, they get their guns, they start going. No word is so universally compelling to get people to cooperate as the word help. Think about that. And however you say it in Spanish or however you say it in German, or however you say it in whatever language, that word is kind of like the dog whistle for one of our evolutionary gifts, human cooperation. So we want to cooperate. Something that Dr. Jeff said in the previous segment is the reason that they sample at Costco and Sam's Club isn't because they know you're going to taste it and go, wow, this tastes good. It's because now you feel compelled to buy it because they gave you something for free. That's cooperation. They know that. They know that if you sample 10 people, 4 will buy it. And so they'll sample 20 and get 8 sales. And see, that's the thing about this whole, you know, I don't want to use the word mind control because as soon as you say mind control, people get turned off. They think that you become a zombie and you're under the control of other people. And, you know, that's not necessarily mind control. Mind control is getting people to take small steps, little actions. Little ones. But I have to come up with a better word because I'm gonna be banging this drum for a while. I can see it. Let's call it orchestrated cooperation for now. So orchestrated cooperation
has an attention span too, right? If you hire somebody to do a job, say, hey, for 6 months, we're going to be building this house. They're going to be here for 6 months. When you yell help, you don't get the person to say, help, help me for the next 6 months, please. Help. No, wait, whoa. No, help is like, I'm going to rescue you. I'm going to get you out of your jam. I'm going to go back to my life. That's what help is. And help is an interruption. You're walking down the street, minding your own business. Somebody yells, help. All of a sudden, whatever you were thinking, wherever you were going, whatever your plan was, that's interrupted. Now you got to turn around and deal with this. And I want you to remember that for a second. So, orchestrated cooperation can be achieved by asking people to do small little things, not controlling their whole brain, but just taking small little actions. But to trigger the compelling sense of cooperation, you have to interrupt them, right? Because if you're walking down the street and a guy interrupts you, you're in a conversation with your wife and a guy goes, sir, you're like, your mind immediately goes, okay, this guy has a problem. Otherwise, he would not have interrupted me during this conversation. So what he has to say is actually at a higher, a greater gravity of importance than my conversation to him. When you interrupt somebody, usually you're interrupting them because you're going to ask them something. You ask them for something, or ask them a question, or say something important. You have their undivided attention. And that's the same thing that happens when someone yells help. Everything you were thinking about or doing moments before are gone. They're not like, oh, well, I'll just put this up now and go. No, as soon as somebody yells help, it's like, boing, I got to go help that person. So if you have a way to fragment thought, so you have little gaps of ability to interrupt people, and instead, you're delivering messages to them to buy things, like things, watch things. Because your goal is to influence not their entire lives, but one small little decision you want them to make right now. Now look at your iPhone. I just threw mine across the room because it kept buzzing. It's a loaner phone. It's not even set up the way I want it. My phone doesn't ring. It doesn't buzz. I don't care. I'm not a brain surgeon. Nothing that you need from me is that important that it can't be waited for an hour or two. But now think about your phone. Push notifications that someone commented about you, push them and they get you to go click and you go to the website. This is orchestrated cooperation. I'm not going to call it mind control, but it is. They're controlling your mind for fragments of time and getting you to take small little actions. Now, let's extrapolate this out 100 years from now if things keep going the way they're going. What you're going to have is people who don't have the ability to have long enough attention spans to create goals and follow them through. But instead, you're going to have people that are quite capable of taking short direction and acting on that short direction until the next short direction comes along. And so what you have is people who are so married to a device, so in love with the device, it's become an integral part of their decision-making and life-living process. And now you got them. You got them. You're deep inside their brain. You're not in their hand anymore. That's where the device resides, but everything that's going on is deep inside their brain. You see people today in our population at greater levels of hysteria over silly things than ever before. There's a new term, woke. In order for you to be woke, in order for you to become hysterical about something silly on the internet, they have to be controlling your brain. Because A, you have to think the absurdity of you becoming so upset about something so silly is acceptable. And then you have to put the energy into turning your brain on to the excited side of its being and start to overreact. And maybe it only lasts for a minute. Maybe it lasts for 15 minutes. Maybe it makes you buy a gun and go shoot up a school. I'm telling you, folks, fragmented thinking is a new evolutionary selection pressure. These people are not going to make it very well in life. And that is going to have an effect on evolution, because people who have the ability to tune out and long-term concentration and long-term thoughts, meditation, training is a form of meditation. You know, I'm going to say that. Able to focus on something intensely. We're going to fare so much better than the reactive lemmings that we are building in our society today. The fact that nobody's scared about this is baffling to me, because I'm like, wow, these phones are now directing changes that will affect evolution in the way people move forward. The trajectory of human beings is being changed by these phones. Now, look, I was the first cellular agent signed up by Craig McCaw when I lived in Las Vegas. And I was in the mobile telephone business and the paging business before that. When I was 23 years old, I had 13 channels of mobile telephone in Las Vegas, Nevada, the old IMTS. So I have been on the cutting. I've been on the bleeding. I've been in the blood that the spear was penetrating when it comes to this mobile communication era that we have today. And I am not saying that cell phones need to go away at all. But they need to be used as tools where we're controlling them and they're not controlling us. And if you know someone, or especially a child who has an unhealthy relationship with their cell phone, that they couldn't live without it for a day or two and not go off the deep end, then you need to start focusing on how to change that person and free them now before they're 40 years old and they wake up in the morning and they get a ping that says drive to work, and they get a ping that says go to lunch, and they get a ping that says come back to work. They get a ping that says on the way back to work, stop and buy these things for yourself. It's like, oh, wait, what? Oh, yeah, okay. I don't know, man. I don't know. But that's my two cents on it, my two CCs on it. I really think it's interesting. And we see it happening right in front of us. We see people who literally look at their cell phones every 5 seconds. Like, did someone call? Did someone text? Did someone text? Someone messaged me on Facebook? Did someone tag me? No. Nobody did. Man, these phone companies, they can get you to do anything now. Through Facebook. I shouldn't say phone companies. This new method of marketing, you know, these push notifications, these ads that pop up when you turn your phone on, and they're more than just advertisements. They're grooming a person's brain. All right, that's all I've got to say. We actually have a show on Friday. We're going to have Jeff Miller on. He is a power lifter who has really done some amazing things in the past 8 years. I've followed him, and I wanted to give him some time so we can talk to him about what he does, what he doesn't do, how he trains. He works full time. He travels a lot for his job. And so the gains he has made while having a balanced life is really interesting to me. All right, we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.